Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from 1 Samuel chapter 14, beginning at verse 1 and a few verses after that. One day, Jonathan was the son of Saul, the King Saul, who David followed. One day, Jonathan, son of Saul, said to his young armor bearer, "Come, let us go over to the Philistine outpost on the other side." The Philistine outpost was on a cliff. Then he said, "Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." "Do all that you have in mind," his armor bearer said. "Go ahead. I am with you, heart and soul." So Jonathan said, "Come on then. We will cross over and let them," the Philistines, "see us. If they say to us, 'Wait there until we come to you,' we will stay where we are and not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' we will climb up, because that will be our sign that the Lord has given them into our hands." The Philistines shouted to Jonathan and his armor bearer, "Come up to us and we'll teach you a lesson." So Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "Climb up after me. The Lord has given them into the hand of Israel." Jonathan climbed up with his armor bearer right behind him. The Philistines fell before Jonathan and his armor bearer. Well, here we are already in the middle of February in 2023. Hard to believe. Year seems to be going by quickly. What are you facing as the year continues to unfold? And how will we face it? Whatever it is, and all the uncertainties that we know are looming around the corner. There's a movie which came out a few years ago entitled We Bought a Zoo. It's about a British journalist, Benjamin Mee, and his wife, who was suffering at the time with a brain tumor, and their two children. They decided one day to buy a zoo. A few months later, his wife passed, and Benjamin, now a single dad, and his children move on in life, focusing on rescuing and restoring their newly bought zoo. There's a great line in the movie, which I shared a few years ago in thoughts, that I want to suggest that we embrace that line as we travel into this year. It begins with this: "Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage." And the line ends with this: "And I promise you, something great will come of it." Ever been there? Faced with a moment of risk, maybe viewed by others as crazy, something too big to tackle, which goes against all the wisdom of the pundits in the world around you. That's what Benjamin Mee and his two children faced. And at that moment, they demonstrated 20 seconds of insane courage and bought that zoo. Sometimes that's all it takes. History has been known to turn on one beat of a courageous heart, or in the refusal to give in or to back down. A moment of courage leading to a defining decision, which may take no more than 20 seconds of insane courage. And with that courage, taking that one step of faith with God, it could change your life forever. That's what Jonathan did, which we read about a moment ago. Jonathan, who later would prove himself to be King David's best friend. Jonathan, like the journalist Benjamin Mee, had a moment of insane courage. But in his case, instead of rescuing a zoo, Jonathan decided to pick a fight with the Philistines. The Philistines were high up on the cliffs above the Israelites, always attacking them, throwing things at them, coming down and killing them, making their life miserable for all the nation of Israel below them. Jonathan had had enough of their taunts and their attacks. So he took his armor bearer with him, just the two of them, to deal with the Philistines. Jonathan was always all out for God, on the front lines of life with God, and he was now at it again. His plan was not to wait for the garrison of Philistines to come down from the cliff to fight them, but the plan was to get the Philistines to dare Jonathan and his armor bearer to climb up the mountain to fight them. Then Jonathan and his armor bearer would climb up to fight them, because then Jonathan would know that God was in it, because it would be insane and impossible to do it that way unless God was in it. But if God was in it, then their victory was assured. Think about that. Insane, right? Right. better if the Philistines come down to them, or even better if the Philistines kind of just fell off the cliff, never to be heard from again. But not for the two of them to use up all of their energy climbing up the mountain while being attacked from above by the Philistines. And then if they did make it to the top, they were totally exhausted. And then they had to fight these giant-sized Philistines, outnumbering them by at least 10 to 1 in hand-to-hand combat. But that was Jonathan's plan. Insane? You bet. But it was consistent with who he was and with his faith in God. Jonathan wanted to find God's will in all the things that he did. And if things seemed possible only with God, then he moved out because he knew that God would be glorified in what he did. As Jonathan said in verse 10, if they say, come up to us, we will climb up because that will be our sign that the Lord has given them into our hands. Jonathan always believed, as we read earlier, that the Lord will act on our behalf. But God wanted Jonathan to believe, to act, to move ahead also. And God wants us to do the same thing, moving ahead with him. A few years ago, I drove over to Jacksonville to hear James Brown, JB of CBS News and Sports, share that in a different way when he said, using a football analogy, that God will block for you. But he first reminded the group of 500 pastors that he was sharing with that that's true. God will indeed block for you, but you first have to get out of the huddle. You have to step out. You have to take a risk. You have to believe and have that life-altering moment of courage, maybe even a moment of what seems like insane courage. Adopting Jonathan's mindset in life, and here's the key, believing that God will act on our behalf. Is that you? Is that your approach each day as you look into your future? Is that our mindset as we approach each day of our lives? Is it what we believe as we look into the new year? It seems that too many of us too often operate out of the opposite mindset, that perhaps God won't act on our behalf, or I sure hope God acts for me. Or does he know what we face? Or does he even care what we face? We may not think that or want to admit that, but our actions, or should I say, our inactions in those moments at times give us away. I have a paperweight, which I can see right now, which my bride, Linda, gave me years ago, that's sitting on my desk, always in my direct line of sight, which asks me this question every day. What would you attempt to do in life if you knew you could not fail? But too often, we let fear instead of faith answer that question and direct our decisions, seeing the world's answer of no rather than God's answer of yes. It's too much to handle. It's too big to overcome, too risky, stupid to even think about it. But my friends, a lack of courage may be nothing more than a lack of faith. Instead of going all out, we live and play defensively, rather than like Jonathan, all out with God. People like Jonathan would rather fall flat on their face, trying, seeking, believing, trusting, than sitting comfortably or uncomfortably on their backsides. Which camp do you fall into? What are you facing that may be too tough to handle? If we step out to do it, will it honor God? Is God in it? If so, then we may just need to take a leap of faith with him. To remember, as Moses reminded the Israelites at the Red Sea as they camped there, that God will fight for us. Just stay calm, but you need to move forward. And then what did he do? He parted the Red Sea for them. What would God want for us and want us to pursue with him? 20 seconds of insane courage or a lifetime of boredom and ease? I'm guessing that it's the 20 seconds of insane courage with him. That's about how long it took Peter to get out of the boat in the middle of the storm-tossed Sea of Galilee when Christ called him so he could walk on the water toward Jesus. That's about how long it took David to charge Goliath with a sling and some smooth stones. That's about how long it took Zacchaeus, the despised tax collector, to climb up the sycamore tree to spot Christ in the distance, or the leper on the side of the road, hearing Christ was there, to call out to Christ to heal him. 20 seconds, and their lives were forever changed. What about you? What about your life? What is about your life you need to change? What are you facing that you need to believe God will help you with? What before you seems impossible? What fork in the road are you facing and aren't sure whether to stay the course or to take a new direction? What moment of insane courage is God calling you to trust him with, to be all he created you to be today and through the rest of this year? Jonathan refused to sit still. He stepped out in a moment of insane courage, believing God had already assured the outcome. And together, he and God prevailed. No regrets, no looking back, wondering what if. He went all out with God. And something great happened in his 20 seconds of insane courage. He succeeded for and with God. Here's the thing for you and me to remember. With whatever we face in this new year or any time, we may be facing something that requires a moment of insane courage. And if God is calling us to it, God, my friends, is already in it. So jump in with him with a moment of insane courage. We'd actually be crazy not to. Let me pray for us. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this reminder. Fill us with that courage, that insane courage that Jonathan and his armor bearer had, that Peter and David and Zacchaeus and the leper on the side of the road and so many others had, a courage that's not insane because we know and believe that you are there. Help us to not limit you, Lord, but to remember who you are, the God of all creation. Wow, our God who loves us, our God who cares for us, our God who's always got us. And with that, and knowing that, we can move forward with you, reaching for all we can be with an insane courage because we know that you are with us in it and are always at work for us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for always calling us to go with you into all the world, to have an impact for you, to help others see who they can be through you and with you. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us and with us. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.